The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
So the comment is, first off, I met someone in food line today who was wearing your merch. Love your podcast. Second, can I do this? If so, how? My beautiful son is 2 and his father has chosen not to be a part of his life. I was raised by my dad and had a mom who chose the same path. I'm finding it hard to reconcile my son not growing up feeling abandoned on top of knowing his dad won't be around. How do I raise my son to be a man? Any help or advice you can offer would be appreciated. Number one, thank you for your comment. I responded to the comment as well, but we take the comment seriously.
Absolutely.
Right? And we try to be mindful of how we address it to make sure that there's value added. But I think right. This is important. So what was your thoughts?
My initial response, and it stayed pretty consistent. I don't want to say it like it changed. Was like my uncles and my dad used to tell us when we were kids, keep saying good morning. Meaning,
they tried to count me out, I'ma go count me in, fill up my bank account, now I got something to spend.
Bang. Bang, let's get to it. Welcome to the Dear Son Show, where we have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. I'm skipping the rest because the set is back.
Yeah.
The set is back.
Yeah.
I'm one of your host, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black, and I'm on my trash today.
We'll get to that in a minute.
I'm going to say it so many times that if he edited too much, it'll be choppy. It'll be choppy.
Hey, go back on vacation, bro. Get back on vacation.
We back.
Yeah. Welcome back, man. I'm not gonna cut the rest of the intro short because it's important, man. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless. Nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life into manhood. So those topics are off limits. There is no need to reintroduce myself. So how you been, man?
I'm
Jay
good.
Black, man. So y'all get off my head. Nobody got terminated. Nobody quit.
Yeah.
It ain't that kind of
we
party.
We family, man. Nobody going anywhere. Yeah. Off the top, I want to say, you know, like, share, subscribe. That's very important.
That's been missing.
Yeah. Just let's speak in real time, man. School's starting. Summer's over. I don't care what you say. Some people waiting on Labor Day, but it's over right now. The minute those kids go back to school, summer over. Kids back in school. I start back school in a couple of days. So it's back to the grind.
Labor Day is the first holiday after school starts. That's new for us because back in Virginia, the Tuesday after Labor Day is the first day of school. Well, in Hampton Roads.
Wow.
Some parts of Virginia are different. Northern Virginia is a little different. But there was kids going back in Georgia, I think, August 1st. So I don't know if they'll get out in March.
They sick of you around school at that point, man.
I don't know what's going on. But yeah, man, school's back in. What we got? We got third grade, fifth grade, junior, and a senior.
Yeah.
That was my aha moment.
Yeah.
Senior, my second oldest daughter, that's the one I call on autopilot. She hasn't updated us about what she's going to do with her life.
Right.
So we probably got to get on her schedule for that. But now she got things mapped out. She's doing extremely well in school. I want to say she's 1 to 2% of her class.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
A bunch of extracurricular activities. So she's getting better like she an athlete, which I ain't gonna hold it. Drill team, the way they practice, I will call that athletics.
Yeah,
they
be yeah, at it. Absolutely.
They be at it 5 days
absolutely.
A week.
Absolutely.
Going crazy. But yeah, senior and a junior. That's wild.
That's that gift.
That's two in a row.
That's that good. I'm talking about back to back.
That's two in a row, man. How things shaping up in your career?
Same, man. I got my oldest two sons. They're both out of high school.
Mm.
I have a junior in high school at my house. I have an eighth grader. I have a second grader and a kindergartner. So.
Oh, I thought he was going to first grade.
That boy in kindergarten. So we all over the spectrum. We we college, actually college. We college all the way to kindergarten.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep me on my toes.
See, y'all still got the youngest two. Your youngest two will pretty much be in this. They'll always have at least a year in the same school.
At least. Well, the way things weird here in Texas.
Oh, you said second in kindergarten.
Yeah.
So they're going to have the same thing.
They'll catch back up in high school.
Yep.
Once they get out of this elementary phase, the way the intermediate and middle goes, it's 2 years. Here, 2 years. High school, they'll be following.
That's where we're
at
now.
Yeah.
So Eden is on to intermediate.
Yeah.
So it's 2 years there, like you were saying, two years in middle and then on the high. So they'll catch up. What, 11th and 9th grade in high school. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. Then my oldest is, I don't want to leave her out. My oldest aunt is in school doing her thing. She's way more focused. I can see her maturing. She just turned 20 and she said it was a stupid birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm not a teen, but I'm not 21.
Don't make sense to me yet.
Yeah, what are we doing? But man, it's been as I keep saying, some of correction, things did get corrected. We also a good start. My son seems to be focused right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be super guidance oriented.
Yeah.
But he gonna have to make these decisions to be great.
And let me pat that brother on the back. My boy hit the buzzer beater.
Yeah, I got to frame that right.
Listen, let me tell you something. Our sons are on the same basketball team. This was our last game of the season. Before school started, end of summer, end of season, final game, final seconds, pulled up a jumper, three-pointer, buzzer beater, drained that boy. The gym lost it. The opposing team picked that boy up.
Yeah.
And took off running with him. It was that kind of atmosphere, and I loved it, man.
Yeah, and the great and not even regretful part is I had no camera out.
Hey.
No
all
camera.
In the memories. Old school.
Yeah.
Old school.
That's me, man. Cause even when when I would go to concerts frequently and iPhone, like having a phone, a good quality was a thing. I don't pay for a show to watch it as a show on my phone.
Right.
And I'm still, I guess that's just the old head in me.
Timestamp.
I like to be in the moment, man. But that was the really cool thing about him hitting that shot was. That was the confidence that he was looking for the whole league or the whole season.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was no way to explain it to him. I was like, son, we can have whatever pep talk we want to have before you go in the game.
Yeah.
But until something happens on the court that sends that shockwave through your body, like you'll know it when you get it.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, man, focus on defense. You can control defense. You know, you get jittery on offense. You know, you lose the ball. Your shot ain't working.
Right.
Get in there, get you a steal, man. Get you a stop.
It had to manifest.
And get the momentum going. But he got it.
Well, I wrapped that thing.
And I was so in shock, like, oh, this leads into, okay. So this really, really leads into what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I made some inferences about it throughout, as they've been playing and we've been recording about how impatient I am.
Right.
And how I have to kind of distance myself at certain times to make sure that I'm not giving off energy because of my impatience.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you do that right? You know what I'm saying? And I think I've improved on that. But the last couple of games, I've just been there.
Yeah.
Right. Trying not to You know, after the game, he'll ask me and I'll tell him, but try not to...
take my hands off it. I don't want to mold it. Let it be.
Yeah. And it's the thing, man, because we said it before, like, it's like, there was so much potential. Now, it was this group's first time playing together. I think some of them played together before.
Yeah, a few of them. Yeah.
But it was like making a team with what we have. True. It wasn't like, let's go find two forwards and let's go find a center. And it was interesting to see how they came together and what they got out of it. But I was so frustrated multiple times in the season because I'm like, y'all know this.
I saw you.
You.
I saw it being taught to you.
You know it.
Which is a life lesson in itself.
That part.
I know I talked to you about finance. I know I talked to you about education. I know I talked to you about life. I know I talked to you about contraception. I know I talked about you know, focus.
Yeah.
And it spills over. So the game of life.
Game of
these
life.
These same things that I know and witnessed that you have the tools, you have the information, but I'm sitting here in real time witnessing you not applying it and you're driving me nuts. So
yeah.
You're driving me nuts.
Yeah, but it ended well, man. And like it's a great baseline. Like I said, he got that confidence he was looking for.
Yeah, he did.
And it's still like the way he walk around the house a little bit different. Because you can't take it from
what
him.
What you gonna do?
You can't take it. I hit that.
Yeah.
You can't, there's no.
He probably jammed you up for the trash can. Who gonna check me? Watch that.
Let's be realistic. let's stay real. Actually, right now, he don't know it unless he listening. He probably like what's going on in my head don't translate to my feet no more.
Oh, so he got you.
Yeah, it don't translate to my feet no more.
You beat.
I had surgery, guys. And I'm blaming on that. No, that's a fact. That's a fact. I had surgery, guys.
We don't care about that. That's a good segue into this shirt I'm wearing today.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of guys going to have a lot of excuses this season. Let me tell y'all something. There's a part of the year where I'm in rare form. Welcome.
The rarest.
We're here. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Southern University Jaguars. I'm not going to go too deep with it. Just stay focused and get this smoke.
I might show up at a game just to get the footage.
Which one? Which game?
Flip coin.
You talking about the Bucks?
You said that in Oakland? Not Oakland.
L.A.
No. I was talking about New Orleans.
Yeah.
I said Oakland because my boy used to play, the coach used to play for the Raiders.
Yeah, that's cool. October 1st, I'll be in New Orleans on the field watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the New Orleans. My wife and her people going to be on the same side. They've already cleared me to be on the Bucs side because I'm going to have my Bucs jersey on. I'm drinking with the Saints after the game, if y'all really want to talk.
Yeah, feel bad.
With my jersey on. I'm there to disrespect.
I ain't got no stake in it.
I'm there to disrespect these people.
I'm going there for the chase down that bread pudding I had before. I gotta remember the name of that cafe. That bread pudding was worth the trip.
Listen.
That might be a thing.
Let's do it. What are we talking about?
I gotta see what the family schedule got going on, but we need to pop out somewhere because it's been a...
Let's do it.
It's been quiet for us.
Let's do it, man. Let's get to this episode. Yeah, this is a good one. This is a necessary one, too.
This is a real life...
Yeah.
It's your first time coming into contact with our content. We don't pregame.
No.
If you're tired of hearing us saying that, that means you've been watching a lot. So cool. Yeah. We appreciate y'all.
Keep listening.
Bear with us. Yeah. But we got a bank of topics, and at most, we agree on the topic.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe the day of, maybe as we're sitting here doing sound check. But tonight we chose to pull from real life, real time. Would you say them timestamps?
Timestamp.
Talking about being patient, man, and go ahead.
Before we get into that, there was a letter we received.
Yeah.
From a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked a very relevant question. And we both agreed we wanted to go in detail and discuss that. Do you want to do that first?
I want them to stay tuned to get it.
At the end?
I want them to stay tuned to get it.
Stay tuned to get it. That's a good one. She asked a very good question. Yeah. Please stay tuned because we're going to address that.
Yeah. And we need your feedback in terms of, like, we get comments, but would y'all be interested in kind of like a listener letter or submit your questions or submit a topic? And then we hit it. We're trying to... trying to kind of elevate the show and have segments to a degree, start talking about some current events and start talking about what's resonating with people that watch and are invested, if nothing else, than time into our content. So we definitely want to do that. But yeah, we want to, let's, so now I got to produce. We're going to get to it.
Yeah.
Make sure I get to it for a certain time.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, patience has been, it's not even a forced lesson, because some lessons can't be forced. They can be presented very strongly, but you gotta choose to get it. Because you can keep, I made a post today, like sometimes you have to pass the same test multiple times.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. Just really relying on what I believe God is doing.
Right.
And it's not even to get Bible thumpy or anything like that. That's what was really happening in my life. Big transition out of corporate into entrepreneurship and family legacy building.
Yes,
Lord. Through our businesses and through things, the ways we're trying to impact.
Yes.
And the money doesn't always run at the pace of your effort.
Right.
And sometimes it's, you know, your effort is in the wrong thing and the answer is to shift. The answer hasn't been to shift. The answer has been to keep running this race. And like I see things catching up and we had a real pivotal juncture.
Yeah.
Pivotal juncture that by the time this airs is probably actually going to be behind us.
Right.
But man, it has been like my family watching me deal with this.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten it right at every point this summer.
Right.
So the revelation, if you will, was for all that I'm preaching and teaching about being patient, things are coming the right time, I've abandoned that concept in my daily action. And it's real. And it's, I know it was necessary because it changed behaviors.
Yeah.
It created disciplines, caused me to look at some things that I didn't want to look at before. But it's pushing me further into a space of gratitude because the story, like this part of my story, is probably going to be very impactful to tell it.
It is.
It's tough.
It is.
It's tough
it is.
Living it.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how it always is, man. So
yeah.
Let's talk about patience, man, and what patience has where patience has strengthened your character, where it has posed some challenges just from fatherhood, manhood perspective.
Daily. I'm naturally aggressive. To this day, I have not mastered patience. I just have not. I'm more patient now than I've ever been, but I'm still nowhere near at a level where I can brag on it. You know what I mean? So I'm very aggressive. I'm very forward thinking, in my opinion. I'm very, what else we got? What we doing next? I'm always push, 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 drive, drive, drive. Let's go. And that's good to an extent, but that's also detrimental to some of the things that I feel like if you would just kind of sit back and breathe and let the dust settle a little bit.
Yeah.
And you've put the work in, but if you move too quickly, some of the work that you've already put in place, it's kind of like not letting the foundation set. You'll set the foundation, then you'll pour, then you want to start building on the concrete you just poured into the foundation. It's still wet. Go sit down and relax and let that thing proof, if you will. So the contacts I've made, some of the things or the people I talk to, I'll network. Man, I'm great. In my opinion, I don't like to brag. I just sound like I'm bragging, but I like to think that I'm great at networking, communicating, meeting new people.
Oh, for sure.
Walk in a room, never meet a stranger.
For sure.
Yeah. So but what I'll do is, because far too often people say things that they don't mean, and that's a pet peeve. Don't tell me something if that's not what you really own.
Yeah.
But if I meet you and you tell me, hey, I have this network and we're doing this and let's collaborate on this idea and go on it. And then I follow up. You tell me that Monday at a networking event, then I reach out. I'm reaching out Tuesday. You know, it's just like dating. Same thing. Used to have a player rule. You get the number Monday, don't call Monday, yeah. don't call Tuesday, wait brief. 2-3 days. Well, guess what? If that person has high value and know their worth, by the time you call Friday or Saturday, who is this? They've right. moved on. So I apply that too frequent in situations where that it does not apply. I should perhaps exercise more patience. So the times that I have been forced to be patient just because things just weren't working out, I feel like the universe be talking to us and it'll show us things that's out of our control that forces us to be patient. And then things just kind of, when you just take your hands off of it and let the course run itself, it falls in place. Me, my stubbornness, though I just witnessed me being patient out of force, it worked out. If that situation presents itself again, I can't guarantee if I have the means to make it go quicker or put my hands on it and mold it, I will, but it don't really turn out the same.
Yeah. I think when I was younger, I didn't necessarily want the lesson. I wanted the result. At this age and this level of maturity, I want the lesson, but I want it fast.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not my time to have that lesson because what I would do with that information, I might not be prepared for, right? I might not be prepared for the situation that I would throw my family into if I had a certain piece of information before it's time.
Right.
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 So I've been trying to be mindful of, I find myself asking like, Lord forgive me all day because my mind is racing to like, Lord, the finish line is right there. Why are you gonna show it to me?
Yeah.
Why are you gonna show it to me and hold my feet? Yeah. Like, what we doing?
Yeah.
So it's, it has caused me to look at certain things in my house in a different way, right? Yeah. And apply a different level of patience because reality is my family is very patient with me.
Man.
I'm not patient with me. But in turn, that impacts my family because if I'm not at my best self worrying about something that I can't control,
right.
I ultimately can't be what they need me to be.
True.
We were talking before we formally started the episode, like this is birthday season.
Yeah.
So I'm, as I mentioned before, gift giving has been my, and I don't even want to disrespect it by calling it a love language. It's been my approach. It's been my apology without words, like gifts.
Right.
If nothing else, we know dad gonna come through with
right.
that real, thing, like, that, thing he heard me say, that thing he heard me say yeah. that I think he was gonna do. But we had to chill.
Yeah.
Right. It was more important long term for the family that we again make certain sacrifices.
Right.
Until we don't have to. And I was really like almost not enjoying their birthdays because I'm like, I don't have the, like, I don't, this is.
This ain't how I normally move.
Yeah, this is my, this right. is my, what they call it? My, you know me for this. This is.
My staple.
Yeah. this is how I come through. And to see that my children were completely satisfied with us cake and ice cream.
Yeah.
Laughing and joking around the table. Them watching them pull up old footage of each other when they were younger.
Yeah.
Like the now embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
And it made me really grateful and take a little bit of pride in doing something right.
That's right.
They value those things. Right. And it's kind of bringing me back into, dude, focus on what's important, man, because it's easy for me to measure my stats against what I deem is important.
Which is a timestamp moment. That word I try to use that word as much as I can. And the beauty of what you just said is that proves to you that you're doing something right. Y'all doing something right.
Yeah.
As the parents. The timestamp of living in that moment, taking that in. Enjoying that. And the tangibles. If you take everything away, and we still seek and yearn each other's attention, time, and fellowship.
Mm.
Some of that other stuff, man, we get blinded. We get so focused in the rat race and the chase and obtaining things. Same thing in my household. Get so pushed up in, let me go get this, let me go get that. Whereas when we look up and, I don't know, stormy day to where we can't get out the house, but then everybody had a better day hanging inside the house than the hustle and bustle of, we got to get up Saturday morning, and by the time we look up and make it back home, it's dark. 8
it's
PM.
Tuesday.
You haven't enjoyed the day, you know. Yeah. So I'm really happy to hear that, man, because that means a lot. I'm hoping more families, more children, more parents kind of fall more into what can we do to timestamp. I was talking to a relative of mine today, my cousin, and he said his dream is he wants to be able to take all of his children on a vacation abroad. He's never been out of the country with his children. He's been out of the country. He's never taken his children. And he said that he kind of got into a mode of regret that half of his children are adults now.
Mm.
He still has two children, school age. And he's like, man, one day I want to do it and I'll get to it. But that's that patience thing. And that's what I told him. I said, well, man, be thankful, because perhaps when you would have taken them when they were all kids, younger, little kids, maybe they wouldn't have enjoyed it. You wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Mm.
They didn't really get the memories that you wanted them to get, right? You're like, get down, stop, don't do that. Sit down, stop jumping, stop running, stop pulling that, don't touch that. You're so busy parenting and over-parenting that you don't really get to enjoy the moment. And you feel like you're exhausted when you leave because all you did was stop, knowing don't the whole time you were there.
Yeah.
Whereas now they're older, their perspectives are different to where it might be a different level of enjoyment. Everything happened kind of when it's supposed to. We get so caught up in, I want it now, now, now. But if I have it, I told my wife, this is my second marriage, the patience thing. If I would have married her when I married my first wife, I was 20-something, man, 22, 23 years old. I feel like the person I was at that age, I would have crashed it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have appreciated who she is. You know what I mean? I would have done the same, perhaps. I don't know that. I'm not a soothsayer or psychic, but I feel like the mentality I had at that time, depending on who she would have been, I don't think I would have appreciated it. You know, the being patient enough to appreciate the lessons of failure. Failure hurts, but at the same time, you can really learn something about yourself in a failure, man. Failure has taught me a lot about me.
Masterclass.
Man.
Man, I want to talk about if we're honest, let's be honest.
Let's
continue to be honest,
yes,
because
please.
That's what the platform is about. What areas of relationships with your children could use more patience than what you're applying right now? I'll go as well.
Yeah.
But like where, because it's one thing to fall into a lesson and realize that the lesson is being taught.
Yeah.
But sometimes we know we need the lesson, right? We know the things that our act isn't aligned with our speech or our better judgment. And there's just some things that things that really frustrate me about my kids. And I try to be mindful of giving them the information that I think they need.
Yeah.
But not doing it in a way that they'll receive it. Like just doing it out of my frustration because I'm impatient with, Why are we still talking about this? Why are you still like this? And again, this whole summer has taught me, man, if I don't figure out how to lend them the grace that God has lended me, what am I doing? what am I doing?
That's right? Humbling.
What am I doing? And that's what I love about having these conversations, and what the platform does is it pulls out some of those, it causes you to reflect on where you were in life. And it humbles you.
Yeah, it does.
When you have little humans approaching those stages of life that probably are doing life different and better than you were, but you're still nitpicking on.
To death.
Nitpicking. Why? You know, it's a trash day. You know what I'm saying? And those things are important. And I don't want to abandon discipline, but like, where do you see the need to increase your patience or apply patience in a different way with your family and your house?
All of that.
Run it back.
I don't mean to be generic, but that absolutely fits my shortcomings. Like, I'm better at not setting my kids up for failure. I know you're going to oversleep. But if I know that, why not just go call you or go tap you on your shoulder? Hey, son, you're about to be late if you don't get up right now. But instead, I'm better now not making every situation a life lesson. Like, I'm going to let you oversleep. I'm going to let you crash into that brick wall.
Plan the house going as soon as we lock eyes. I'm going to say this. You probably going, you got nothing to say? Yeah. Oh, you quiet now?
Yeah. I told you to go to bed last night. You stayed up. I allowed. I said, hey, if I were you, I'd go to bed and get myself enough rest, you know. And then when you don't, now I have to let you oversleep to prove the point of this is why I told you to lay down. Instead of just go say, hey, you overslept. You're about to oversleep. Just get up.
Let me ask you this. In your house, does it work anything similar to this?
Here we go.
After you've allowed them to oversleep or allowed them to make a decision that you know is not going to pan out, and you ready to get in them and drill home the message,
mm-hmm.
does it leave you more frustrated than them? Like, does the frustration ever really transfer to them?
It never does. Because okay. Now your reaction is, I'm even more drove now than I was, because you kind of looking at me with this, the dumbfounded, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
You just shy of asking me, well, why didn't you wake me up? Whoa, who you talking to? So
yeah,
with that, just like you said, we so self-righteous.
Yeah.
Picking at our kids as though we're not making mistakes. We're making different mistakes. We're making adult level mistakes, but mistakes. Think about our parents who has been 40 something years old before.
Yeah.
And they telling you, hey, at 40 something, if you're not doing this financially, this with your children and this, you're failing. What do you know?
Still
know
too much.
I'm trying to go get this. Same thing. So these same things you picking at your kid about, just like the point you made, you're a better kid than I was. I promise you. I promise you, my kids are better kids than I was.
Yeah.
But you're nitpicking because you got the...
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lessons, you have the understanding already.
Man, I got an example that would really drive it home.
Yeah.
So you know, trash gets picked up twice a week out here.
Don't get me
started. And before it was the let the trash pass. No, it was a couple, here's the stages, right? I'll just do it. Never formally said this is your responsibility, but you see me, you know the trash gotta go. I'll just do it. Oh, right? Yeah. Then I graduated from there to, you need to take the trash out. Here's the days to come, right?
Right.
And then it's the over, you know, still not used to it, still gotta get the muscle memory.
Yeah.
So either I do it and be mad, or I wouldn't give him a chance to do it when I think it should be done and be mad, or I let the trash sit. But now it's in my garage where only I go. I'm the only one that spends any significant amount of time in the garage, and that smell like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now I got a fan out there, so now it's blowing it to the house because you got to keep the fan on in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that, right? So now it's graduated to, hey, let me take a more gentler approach.
Right.
Trash goes out on this day and this day. You need to have it out by 12. Couple days it worked out. One day the trash man comes at 10:15. I'm hot. Today is a trash day text. Yeah, but before you said to have it out by 12, it's not. sometimes it's supposed to be out at 7, right? How many times between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
But I ain't giving the information.
I didn't.
You know, I just let my frustrations, you know what I mean? Even when you think you're checking yourself, man, and I guess that's a function of communication. Like, I absorbed a lot from seeing what my dad did.
Yeah.
He absorbed a lot from seeing what his dad did because communication wasn't really a thing.
Right.
Right? But it's not my responsibility to manage to that same level of expectation or that the inability to communicate with my family.
Yeah.
Just because it happened a couple generations ago.
Yeah.
So I've been big guilty of not giving them all of the information and holding them accountable for things I actually didn't really, I ain't really explain it like that because in my mind, surely, 2 + 2 is still 4.
Listen, I want to up you. I always told him, hey, I need the trash out by 7 because you never know when they coming. He was like, they never come that early. Hey, just cover yourself and put it out at 7. The old me, inside, please one day run at 7 just to prove my point, drive my point home. I kid you not. I heard the trash truck coming one morning. I looked out the window with the,
Birdman hands.
Ooh, they finna get him today. So I waited, looked out the window, watched the trash truck go down the street. Went up there and woke that boy up. Hey, trash truck just passed. I think you missed it. Why couldn't you take your tragic toxicity upstairs and wake this young man up? Yeah. Or take the trash out yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, son, I put the trash out. You missed it. Just something. Just lessons I've learned. The old me set you up for failure.
Man, is that my toxic trait, impatience?
It's mine. One of mine. Because I got a little list.
Yeah.
We being honest
to
here.
The Ray.
I got a little list of little toxic traits. That was one. I'm working on it. I'm not so bad at that anymore. Yeah.
I know one thing for me that I got to do better at is allowing them to actually deal with the conflict, right? Because you spend so much time trying to help them avoid conflict. I don't want you to experience this. I don't want you to experience that.
Yeah.
Then when they get into something they got to figure out, for me sometimes it's guilt that I know I didn't prepare you for that. And the longer it goes, now I'm like, this is going to result in either a inconvenience for me or a tougher lesson or gonna cost us. And sometimes they really figuring it out, just different from
what I thought.
Different from the way I would do. You know what I'm saying? I've seen that. And that's I think the balance, not even the balance, what they pull from different from me and my wife. My wife has the ability to be not accept anything, because that's not where I'm going with it, but just take a deep breath and be okay knowing stuff is going to work out.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, no, I need a little bit of angst. you see me?
Yeah.
When I should be taking cues from like how she's approaching the situation.
Right.
And sometimes I look at my kids like, man, y'all just let things happen. And that's not necessarily what's going on. They just do it different.
It's different.
Different than I would.
It's just a little different.
Right. But they still, you know, what I can say is they have their moments, but to a large degree, they are pretty intuitive and pretty logical.
I agree.
Some things I'm walking around the house and I hear something, I'm like, we got a lot of work to do. But for the most part, they're thinking through some kind of logical approach.
Yeah.
And I'm learning to take those moments to say, have you thought about this? Or why? I think that's the more educational part for me is, what was that approach about? Like, how did you
walk me through it?
Yeah. How'd you get there? Sometimes it's like, oh, you can do that. There's a piece of technology for that. You don't have to do it the same way I did it, man. So this lesson of patience is just teaching me to be more open and more less driving past the park. Sometimes you need to pull over.
Sometimes you need to sit a minute.
Yeah.
Sit a minute.
Let's drive past
the park. That's my problem. I'm always on the go.
You be on the go, man. Man. You be on the go. You came in and explained your day. I was like, yeah, Andy about to start back school. Let's see. Let's make sure we make good on this segment, man. Yeah. Segment, I don't know what it's going to be called. Listener letter. It's listener letter style, but it was a comment left. And again, let us know if this is something you're interested in. I get DMs. I'm sure you get DMs too. Yeah. Like, man, I hope you guys address this. And part of me was like, I wonder how people would feel about bringing that up, but this was a public comment. So I'm going to read it because I don't think it said there's no, and even the username is obscure. That's not the word I'm looking for, but it's the identity is protected.
Yeah.
So the comment is, first off, I met someone in Food Line today who was wearing your merch. Love your podcast. Second, can I do this? If so, how? My beautiful son is 2 and his father has chosen not to be a part of his life. I was raised by my dad and had a mom who chose the same path. I'm finding it hard to reconcile my son not growing up feeling abandoned on top of knowing his dad won't be around. How do I raise my son to be a man? Any help or advice you can offer would be appreciated. Number one, thank you for your comment. I responded to the comment as well, but we take the comment seriously.
Absolutely.
Right? And we try to be mindful of how we address it to make sure that there's value added, but I think right. This is important. So what was your thoughts?
My initial response, and it stayed pretty consistent. I don't want to say it like it changed, was like my uncles and my dad used to tell us when we were kids, keep saying good morning, meaning just keep living. I look back as an adult, me and some of my relatives, cousins, we had a conversation. We didn't know we were poor as children until we became adults and started to travel and live and acquire things. We then knew we grew up poor.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is I applaud my mom, my aunts for doing such a job that our everyday normal lives, as cliche as that sounds, was a reality for us that we didn't wallow in, oh, woe is me, or, and I'm not ridiculing this lady about this because this is a very valid concern. Try to do what you can to make certain that what's in your control is done. Make sure that child, that son of yours has a fulfilled life, a loved life. Do the best you can. My mom raised me in a single parent home without my dad being in the house. And she did a good job, in my opinion, of balance. She taught me love. She taught me affection. She taught me discipline. She taught me structure. She taught me sternness. You're capable. You know, you're a woman. You're capable of teaching these things. Sure. It's even better if the man and the dad is in the home, obviously. But there are lessons. There is structure you can give your son without him being there to where he won't. He'll miss it, but he won't know he missed it until someone teaches him that he missed it, if that makes sense. We used to laugh at kids in school that had to pay for their lunch. We were all on free lunch. And we're like, man, what's wrong with his house? They pay for their lunch.
Right.
That's how naive we were about the fact that we were poor.
Yeah.
You're below the poverty line, so you're able to get free lunch. I didn't have that understanding. That wasn't my perspective. My perspective was, my mom grinding, she done figured out a way to do some paperwork and give me some free lunch.
Right.
Same thing. My mom loves me so much, I didn't even realize my dad wasn't in my household raising me. So by the time I get to high school and I'm seeing two-parent products, my classmates, and they come from a two-parent household, and now I see what that looks like. I'm not deprived at this point because I'm pretty much molded into who I'm going to be anyway. Just keep focusing on that. Don't focus too much on, I need to talk to him about the dad is not here. I need to talk to him and stay in touch and in tune with how he feels about it. Sometimes when something bad has happened, for instance, death in the family, sometimes the worst thing you can do is check on that person. Because I've had this conversation with family members How do I get beyond the grief if 300 people are calling me a week asking me how am I dealing with the grief? I can't get past it because everybody keeps reminding me every day that I'm dealing with grief. Don't continue to remind me of my situation. Just make it better and let us deal with it, you know, how it's on our plate. So you personally, what did you think when you read it?
I tried to be as empathetic as I could because that wasn't my lived experience. And that's why I wanted you to go first, because you have definitely a different perspective, but a more valid perspective.
Right, right.
A lived perspective. I shouldn't say valid, a lived perspective.
Yeah.
What strikes me, and it's the same thing that, you know, when the memes go out around Father's Day, Women, This Ain't Your Day and all that, focus on being the best mom you can be.
Absolutely.
Right? Your job is not to be the father. Right. I would imagine that if you're not told not having a father is a handicap, you won't believe it's a handicap.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is I don't know why the father won't be around, but I think something to also be mindful of is to not to transfer your animosity or your ill feelings about that person, if they exist.
Right, right, right.
To your son.
Right.
Right? Because in sharing that information, that young boy is still connecting those actions and those activities as something that either he's going to resent or might show up in his life later.
Right.
Right? Because if this is what dads do,
man,
and there's this disdain for dads, it will impact his relationship with women that are not his family and how he sees the importance of the responsibility, if he sees it as an importance at all.
Right.
Focus on being the best mom you can. Don't pitch the scenario to your child as a disadvantage.
Right.
And I wouldn't even go so far as to say, like, you not having your father is a superpower.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Provide the best life that you can. If you have the opportunity to place him in the environment with men that you can trust that demonstrate what being a man is about,
man,
I think that's an ideal thing to pursue. But don't you take on the responsibility of, I got to be the mother and the father. You cannot. And I don't know, like, some people have challenges with those kind of statements, but I could not be a mom.
I cannot.
With the best of intentions.
Right.
Right. And it's hard with two, but don't let the burden of whatever failure happened in that relationship or whatever, call that distance, to negatively impact the beautiful relationship that you can develop with your son, right?
Yeah.
As he gets older, he'll ask questions, but you never want him questioning if he's loved any different, any less, or he's at a disadvantage because his father chose to live a life that didn't include him.
And to piggyback on that, be mindful of not conveying a feeling or thought of anything, any thought that would lead to him feeling like he's the cause of the father not being there. Because sometimes your bitterness, and man or woman, if the man is raising his children and the woman is not there anymore, your bitterness towards the situation or that person, be mindful of what you're saying in front of these children, because they'll receive that and now they'll absorb that and they'll kind of go into that energy in their dating life and their love life and their marriages, to where you just have a natural distrust or anger towards your partner.
Yeah.
And they had nothing to do with anything, only because you're feeding this seed, you're watering this seed with negative energy and you're not mindful of it. Some people aren't. Some people intentionally, I'm gonna make sure he know I did this. You're only hurting your child. Don't get so caught up, man or woman. I don't want this to sound gender specific. Don't be the parent that ended up raising your child alone to have a disdain for the opposite sex because it didn't work out for you.
Yeah.
Try again.
Or what parenting can, you know, what it can be. Like if that's your ceiling, don't necessarily make it theirs.
Right.
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 And if there are things, again, age appropriate that, where you know you contributed to that situation. I think those conversations are important at the right time.
Right.
Because you don't want to leave it the chance that the child assumes this is how it is and this is how it is everywhere. Or, you know, people hide things.
Right.
People hide things Correct. That, you know, where they don't present themselves to be at fault. And I get that too. But yeah, just be, not just be, but focus on being the best mom you can be. Be a super mom, right? And we're not, it's not lost on either one of us that it requires more energy because there's not a second person there to help you.
It'll be challenging financially, emotionally, structurally. There's a lot of challenges unseen. If you haven't been in a single parent household, you have no clue. Words can't really describe it. Unless that person is ridiculously wealthy. And even in my opinion, at that point, there's still a lack because all you're doing now is throwing money at the child, trying to replace the void that's there anyway. But I think the biggest thing you said that I agree with is love. You know what I mean? Just that be the best parent, mom, dad, if you're a single parent, be your absolute best for that child and let the rest kind of sort itself out.
Yeah. And then the point that you brought up is never position a child to think that they're the cause of that relationship failing or why you can't get into a new relationship.
Man.
Like all of those things, those are unfair burdens to transfer to a child. And I know it happens every day.
Right.
But yeah, thank you for your comment. We hope that you see this. You see the response pushes her or pointed her to the fact that we're going to address on another episode. But I appreciate that, man. She saw the merchant Food Lion. Food Lion is a grocery store. I don't know if it's only in Virginia, but it's definitely East Coast.
It was in Louisiana years ago at one brief point. Then they had some negative press. But we never saw him again.
I'm gonna
leave it at that. I dare not bash a corporate brand on the platform.
That part. Speaking of which, the email in the comments that you can reach out. Joking but serious. We wanna address more things in real time. We wanna address your comments to make sure. I had a bunch of people reach out and say, "Hey, when y'all coming to so and so?" Or send scenarios of current events. I hope y'all address this, like things that seem to be controversial. And I don't like controversy for controversy's sake or likes and shares. But there's a value that we can bring to it through the way that we handle discussions.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I know you said you with it last episode too, so.
I am. And watch this. Another segment. We did a huge panel of men. This past was
a while ago, December,
right? So the feedback is still amazing to this day because we're releasing in segments. So now I have men that are reaching out to me. I know you have men reaching out to you. Hey, I need to be in the building for the next one.
Yep.
I need to be on that panel. Let me join the discussion. Let me participate. Let me witness. We are, and we like to say stuff on camera in case y'all hadn't realized this yet, because it holds us to the fire. We're planning on putting another one together by November. By November, we're doing another live joint panel in a capacity. We got to sit down and put that thing together and see what that looks like effectively. But reach out.
It'll be open. It wasn't advertised.
Right.
It was advertised that we were doing it, but it was noted that it was kind of a closed session.
Yeah.
And it was the first time, right? It was first out the gate. So we're trying to, number one, does it work? Do the people work? Because And they're lessons. You take lessons from every installment or every iteration of a thing that you do.
Yeah.
And there was so much value in what worked and what didn't work. And it's not even the thing didn't work, just like time management. Just like we had 18 brothers on there.
Layout.
Yeah.
Framework. Yeah. Background. Yeah. Scenery. Schedule. Yeah. Because think about that. 18 brothers with real life in depth.
On a Monday after
on
work.
On a Monday after work.
Yeah.
And I promise you, our audience, you would want to hear all 18 of these men speak. Because I was sitting back and I'm listening. I'm drawing in. I'm supposed to be providing feedback. I'm supposed to be interacting. But I'm sitting there caught up like, what happened?
Yeah. Yep.
So lessons learned, there's a more effective way to approach it this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've grasped the lesson. So
yeah. At a very, very basic level, there's it's an experience. It's not just people talking. You know, there's fellowship involved, there's networking involved. The food was fantastic.
Amazing.
You keep talking about Della's Lunchbox.
Yep, Chef Low.
Chef Low.
Amazing.
That's she belongs with us.
Yeah.
Not our property, let's be clear, but she's our chef of choice. So it's a real experience, man. And like so much happened from that.
Yeah.
Like little clusters of people just being accountable, people doing business. And that's what on the next one, I would like for that to be a part of it, just to understand what that tree looks like now.
Absolutely.
Like what happened? What was the, there was value in the room, but there was relationships formed that created value outside of the room.
Right, right.
So I want to talk about that, but definitely want to open it up and bring some different perspectives in. If anything, I only see me at a moderator's and we trading that off. Like I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't even have to be on the panel.
No,
I'm talking about just to facilitate, to make sure, because like you, I get in the mode of,
I'm tuned in.
Now I'm intrigued and I'm going down this path to my questions and I want to make sure that we get the best discussion. So the shorter version after the long version, November, we're going to have an experience. It'll be an
amazing
opportunity. Yeah, opportunity for people to participate. And we had one brother flew in.
Yeah. From
Rob
from
Richard.
Cali.
Yeah, Rob Richard.
Yeah.
Said I gotta be in there. So
I got some New Orleans brothers wanna come in.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple brothers out of Georgia wanna come in, brother out of Florida. Man, I got my brother in Miami wanna come out. It's gonna be deep.
Yeah.
It's gonna be deep, man. It's gonna be deep.
Yeah, the only thing that I would that will potentially impact it is if, like, schedule,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, I know locally we can pull it off,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but bringing in folks from the outside, if that presents a challenge, that just means there'll be another one probably top of the year.
Yeah.
Top of the year.
Yeah.
That's not that far off.
Yeah.
But yeah, DSN Live, it was a really good thing, man.
Yeah.
Everybody came. Everybody gained something. I've had confirmations individually, publicly noted. And you were facilitating, but was, I don't know if that was after the host thing, after 42, like, cause you came on as a host at like 42, 43, something like that.
True.
I have to go back and look at that. Cause
I don't know that when I was
looking
at full-time.
Yeah. When I was looking at the testimonials, it was like, you enjoyed it, but it was more like
I was
a participant.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Exactly. I was not.
Yeah.
I don't think I was a official co-host at that
down.
Point. So yeah.
Yeah, it's going down. So man, time is far spent. What we need to get to.
Takeaway. Takeaway is be patient.
Yeah.
Focus. Live in the moment and time stamp. Support black business, like, share, subscribe, follow. That means more than you know. Shout out to Love Keisha J. Shout out to Healthy Marriage is Dope.
Yep, yep.
Shout out to Dear Son Network.
Yep, yep.
Flexion Chiropractic. Just On and on and on, man.
What are y'all gonna call your enterprise? Cause it's like y'all growing beyond.
It's ridiculous.
Y'all thought about that? Like, what's the?
Well, I don't want to put the cart before the horse. What I mean by that is I'm actively, and I don't mind talking about this. We in the Black community, we struggle with sharing certain things. We are in the process of meeting with financial attorneys to look into different tax structures, as well as trust funds.
Yeah.
Multiple trust funds, holding companies. Let's be more intentional about that as well. Let's talk finance. Let's talk money. Let's talk stability. Let's talk structure, because we're in this, our community, we're starting to make better moves and financial moves and gain leverage. But then we run, obtain. Now, what do I do with it when I get it?
Yeah.
So now it's a matter of protection. We talk about wealth building and generational wealth. There's things you have to do to put in place to save your kids money, save them taxes, save them. I can go on and on.
And ensure they have money.
Right.
They
right.
Have to do with it. Yeah.
So we are working on an enterprise.
Yeah.
We have a couple of things on the table, but I don't want to speak it. And then we're advised legally to say, no, that's going to be the holding company. You need to do this.
You answered my question. Y'all thinking about it.
Yeah.
Y'all thinking about it.
It's on the table.
And that's a great segue that I want to think about partnering with Philip on a series about wealth building.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Some of the movers and shakers.
That's that probably,
that's
dope.
That's such a disservice to who these people are.
Man.
But people that have amassed wealth through a traditional means.
Yes.
Like ascending to a company, starting a company, not necessarily people flipping stocks and all of that, which all of it matters and we're going to talk about it.
Right.
But what are the people that look like us that are the executives and the chairpersons and the owners of this and that here that have amassed wealth?
Yes.
How did they get there and how are they preparing their family to maintain it? So we got a couple of those scheduled. Actually, this month, I don't know when the series will roll out, but salute again to Philip Washington. He was part of that panel.
Yes.
But he's a wealth manager and his clientele are those people.
Yeah.
The people that you don't see on the gram.
And that brother is dope.
Yeah.
I'm talking passive conversations. The passive conversations I have with that brother just on the fly in the parking lot of a school. And we'll just strike up a conversation that people would pay money to sit in on, man. I love that brother, man.
Yeah.
I swear I do.
Yeah. So more from the Dear Son Network. Again, that was in a partnership, but the things that I wrote out, and I don't know if you remember, but I sent, probably been a year and a half that I sent it to you. Like, this is what I typed out, what I'm going to do, what I want the network to be. It's happening. And that's why I keep talking about me not being on camera, because it's those other things happening. Right. And I want the collection to be the value to the people.
Right.
Like, we're still going to have our conversation. I know you got stuff you want to do.
Yeah,
like,
it's coming.
I'm ready to facilitate.
It's coming.
Give and go.
And we're going to put some more personality in front of this camera, man.
Yeah,
there's
a lot
of people talking trash to me right now.
Yeah.
And they I think they do it because they enjoy the reply. I'm going to let the world in on it. I'm going to video some of these whooping toys that talk this trash to me. I'm going to get these Dallas Cowboy fans on camera. I'm going to get these New Orleans Saints fans on camera. But let's stop right there, because I'm going to drag these people this season.
The show is on the ready. I'm just trying to shoot. This our year anyway. Everybody knows
drag
that.
You boys.
Cowboy Nation.
Won't even play them whooping toys this
year. Yeah. Good for you. So at least y'all will win. I know y'all will win one game for sure. One game for sure. And I don't even want to get into it, because I don't want to get into it.
Hey, man, push it real good.
What else?
Push it real good.
And Peppers in on the 50th anniversary. What else you got, man?
Oh, that's all I got. Just be happy, be blessed, be intentional, and love your neighbor, man. Let's get back to that. Love your neighbor.
Dear Son Network.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
They tried to count me out. I'ma go count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend. Nah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just pull it out and count for nothing when I'm feeling great. Give my baby little more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.